The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring. Boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we're going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, we got a jam-packed show today. We're going to talk about Donald Trump finally getting his Peace Prize. You may have heard about the one that he received today, but he's also receiving another one. We got word of that. We're going to break a story here. DeVrom's going to break down some affordability stuff. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good, like, kind of setup for what you're going to do, DeVrom.
That's exactly stuff. What I'm okay. going to be talking about, affordability okay, cool. stuff.
And much, much more. But before we get into it, we want to remind you that you can support us on Substack. We've got a paid tier. Get exclusive content. You help us go to all the terrible, terrible places that we get to go. And DeVrom, before we get in to what we're going to be talking about today on right. the show today, mm-hmm. yeah. I just want to maybe address the elephant in the room, which is that my voice is a little effed up right now, a little effed up.
I am so glad you're talking about this. Talk about an elephant in the room. We're all thinking myself, I'm talking myself in the audience as well. Like, what's going on here?
What's going on? Yeah. Even more nasal than usual, which is, you know, right. that's saying something. That's saying something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there was some big news in the world of pipe bombers. It's a big topic of conversation right. for people. It right. certainly has been for people in like the MAGA world for a long time. And, you know, right. we talked about yesterday some of the conspiracy theories on the left that, you know, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? Did it turn out to be Marjorie Taylor Greene? No, it did not. It also turned out not to be an FBI informant. I'm going to read this from NBC right. News. The man charged with planting two pipe bombs near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters on the eve of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol told the FBI he believed conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, according to two people familiar with the matter. Brian Cole Jr., age 30, is cooperating with the FBI, NBC News has reported. So, you know, this really, the big question here is, number one, is Donald Trump going to pardon this guy? Because technically, I think it was on January 5th. It was the night before.
Right.
I don't know if it was on January 6th. We talked about this yesterday. But, like, is he going to pardon this guy? Yes or no, DeVrom?
Well, you ask an important question because he pardoned a lot of people in relation to their crimes on January 6th with the belief that the election had been stolen. So I guess the important distinction could be that this guy's crimes were committed on January 5th. So maybe he won't just because it's the wrong date. I don't know.
It's the wrong date.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you were following the pattern of the crimes that he's pardoned people for, this would fit right in there. This would fit neatly in there. Crimes associated yes. with the idea that the election was stolen.
I think it's very funny because Dan Bongino was one of the people who was saying it was an FBI. This was like an FBI setup. It was an FBI agent putting in these pipe bombs.
Yeah.
Now, of course, he's working for the FBI and is.
And he's like, huh, it wasn't. That was irresponsible to say, given that it was so not what turned out to be true.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that the day before the January 6th insurrection that somebody would have committed violence in, you know, the name of Donald Trump. It's so bizarre. It's bizarre.
Right.
Which kind of makes you think, if this guy was a criminal and they're going after him, what about the other people who were convicted? Where is there, like, some gray area there that maybe those people right. shouldn't have been pardoned by the president? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not the president.
You start flipping over those rocks. You might have questions you don't want to ask. But you could almost argue that his bombs didn't explode, right?
No, they did not.
Other people actually did violence, so it's worth
Yeah, it's like, yeah, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there, it's kind of exactly like that. Does it make
or if a tree doesn't even fall, you know?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see if he gets pardoned. I wish we had committed some crimes that day, because it would have been cool to get that pardon, to at least have that letter of
right, frame that letter.
Yeah.
Just kind of to be in the mix a little bit, you know?
Be in the mix. Anyway, just have people talking, the good or bad. Just having people talk about you. That's all that really matters. So we're awaiting to see if he gets a pardon there. The big news story today, DeRom, and I know you've been thinking about this for a long time. You've been an advocate for Donald Trump receiving the Nobel Peace Prize, and I know you've been disappointed every year when he doesn't win it. It's a very funny segue from the violence of January 6th. Caused by Donald Trump to receiving a peace prize. But Donald Trump, he really wants this peace prize, and he hasn't gotten it. You know, he hasn't gotten it
yet. That's the tragedy of it all, is to want something and not get it. Why do bad things happen to such good people?
It's a great question.
Bigger question. But yes, as you said, this is something that's kind of plagued me, bothered me. Why? Why do you bring that up?
Well, I bring it up because today, Donald J. Trump, former reality show host and current president of the United States, he received an award. And people were wondering, like, who is this award going to go to? I'm going to pull this article up. It says, as Trump covets Nobel Peace Prize, FIFA cozies up to him with its own award. So
surely this is an award with lots of history, though. It says its own award. It must be something that they give out every year, or
the president of FIFA, Mr. Infantino, Gianni Infantino. And I wonder if I messed up both of the first and the last names. Apologies to Mr. Infantino, if that's true.
President Infantino.
Yes, sorry, president. He has publicly lobbied for, this is from the New York Times. He has publicly lobbied for Donald Trump to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. He simply had his organization establish its own. The announcement of the FIFA prize, Football Unites the World, was so hastily arranged that it surprised several of the body's most senior officials, including board members and vice presidents, according to four soccer executives briefed on the events.
Surprised the vice president of FIFA?
Yeah, well, there's several vice presidents. Yes. Yeah.
Sure. That reminds me a little bit of January 6th as well. I don't think Mike Pence was counting on some of the stuff happened on January 6th. So that segue kind of still happening here.
Yeah, two peas in a pod, the two presidents. And so FIFA is scheduled to announce the award winner. Who's it going to be? With the draw of the 2026 Men's World Cup Finals, which is going to be taking place in North America, in the United States, Canada, and Mexico next year. I'm excited about it. I love the World Cup. I'm not a huge soccer fan. I love the World Cup. I know you do too.
I love the World Cup. It's the best sporting event. I don't follow in between World Cups, but boy, is that exciting when the World Cup is happening. So the only thing that comes second to that is who will win the World Cup football
peace prize.
And now we're football gonna get unites us all. I wonder who it'll be.
It's very funny that football unites us all. We're not even united on what to call football. Because we're calling it soccer here.
Football / soccer unites us all.
Yeah. So that was the buzz going into the event today was, who's going to win this peace prize that they just made up? And Donald Trump was asked about it on the red carpet, I guess, of the where they were announcing the draw. So let's take a listen here.
Million eyeballs. Today's numbers are very, very big.
You're expected to get the FIFA Peace Prize, Mr. President. What would you say to people who say that prize might conflict with your pledge to strike Venezuela?
Well, I think the Peace Prize, I mean, I settled eight wars. I don't know that I'm getting it. I haven't been officially noticed. I've been hearing about a Peace Prize, and I'm here to represent our country in a different sense. But I can tell you, I did settle eight wars, and we have a ninth coming, which nobody's ever done before. But I want to really save lives. I don't need prizes. I need to save lives. And we're saving a lot of lives. I've saved millions and millions of lives, and that's really what I want to do. And I also want to run a great country
and the United States right now is the hottest country anywhere in the world. And 1 year ago, it was dead. We had a dead country, and now we have the hottest country anywhere in the world.
He can talk.
What is the deal with this hottest country thing? He's decided it. It's been months now where he's truthing this hottest country thing. What a bizarre.
It's the same way he talked about The Apprentice. He's like, it's the hottest show on television. It's got record ratings. It's got better ratings than anybody, even though it's like the fourth most watched reality show. We get more ratings than anybody in the world. He's talking about it's the hottest. It's the hottest.
He says he saved millions of lives. Which millions of lives has he saved? I mean, even just according to him, what would he be saying? Do you know that?
I think we've discussed this before on the show. He could be dropping bombs on U.S. cities all the time, and he's not.
Right.
He's not doing it. So
because you have to balance out the fact that cutting like international aid through DOGE has already cost what people are estimating like close to 1 million lives, right? So he's got to save 1 million just to get back to zero.
Again, he decided not to drop a nuke on New York, which would affect us. You know, we could potentially die.
8 million people or something. You're right.
8 million people. All right. So you take the 1 million away from that. Mm-hmm. That's 7 million. That's still 7 million he saved, and that's just one city in the United States that he didn't bomb. So I feel like you're eating your words now a little bit, right?
I am a little bit, but also I am grateful that I have been pushing for this Peace Prize for Donald Trump for so long, and you just gave me the evidence for it. So why I am correct and why FIFA is so great to have created this award.
And I just want to talk for a second about one thing that Donald Trump said there. Donald Trump said that awards don't mean anything to him. He really just wants to make the world safe and the country great. And he couldn't care less about an award. And then here he is accepting the award. Spoiler alert, the award that was made up
what?
He just said for Donald Trump was given to Donald Trump. I know.
This is your Peace Prize. There is also a beautiful medal for you that you can wear everywhere you want to go.
Crazy.
Right now.
Okay. So stupid.
Let me hold. Fantastic. Excellent.
He's so happy. He's so happy. Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you so much. Well-deserved Peace Prize.
I think we can all say that he's worked tirelessly for that. We live in the hottest country, which is a metric by which you measure peace, for sure.
Yeah. This is the hottest place in the world. It's the way he grabs it and is just like, yoink, mine, puts it on, and then he's so happy. It's like, I don't care about this award at all. I mean, if they give it to me, fine. But then he gets it. He's like, I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy.
I'm getting what I wanted.
I had this thought, and this is a very dark thought. I had this thought that Donald Trump right now, like he kind of feels like it's like a Make-A-Wish kid. Like he's getting these things that it's like it's a made up award in front of all these people. It has really nothing to do with soccer. And he just gets this award just to make him happy, just to give him that. It's like you're giving him that one special moment in their life.
Right.
And I don't know if this means that there's more to these health rumors that have been going around, the MRIs and all that. If he's like, these are Make-A-Wish things that are happening for him.
Could be. You're not saying it's like Make-A-Wish. This could be.
This could be it.
Yeah.
It's like, and then it's like, it will know if he meets John Cena next week. We will know for sure.
Oh my! That this is John Cena's like the most active Make-A-Wish guy, right?
Yeah, he's done great work with them. Yes,
wishes or something like that. Oh, amazing!
If he meets John Cena, this is a Make-A-Wish thing for him.
Make-A-Wish. Well, God bless him. If he could just have a great time as he's getting a little older and maybe he has some health problems. Good for him.
What's your bucket list? Oh, you want to be president? Yeah. All right, let's do that.
You want a peace prize?
Oh, you want to be president twice?
All you're doing is causing people to dislike each other and some pretty violent stuff to happen. All right,
Whatever happens. So congratulations, Donald Trump, on your wish coming true here. DeRon, before the show, I want to say for a second, we were going to record this together. I like being in the same room with you, DeRum. It's nice.
It's really fun.
I think it's easier to go back and forth and be like, we're laughing, we're breathing the same air, smelling the same farts. We're there together. And we were all set to record in the studio, and the studio flooded, literally flooded. Water was coming through the ceiling of the studio. So I'm still here in the studio, and the flood has stopped, but we are, it was a scary moment. It was a real scary moment.
Oh my gosh, it was horrifying. Mostly for when we had to set up the studio.
It was horrifying.
All the cords that were plugged in, it was horrifying. Yeah, we had to undo everything that we'd done. So you look fine. Aside from your voice sounding kind of weird or whatever.
Yeah, this is a weird voice, a little congested. But other than that, I'm doing. On top of, you know, being a little under the weather, I went to Massive Nights by the Hold Steady last night. One of my favorite bands. And I was singing along, and I was yelling, and I was doing woes, and I was having the time of my life. And that did not help the voice-related issues that we're all experiencing, and you're doing a great job.
Did you go to see a band while you were sick? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
It was a super spreader event. Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
It got a little cold. I mean, what is this, 2021? I wore a mask.
No, you didn't.
Can you imagine if I did? Oh my God. I'm just kidding, everybody. You know, live your own life. Do what you want to do. Yeah. Do what makes you happy. You know, go get sick at a concert if you want. But the last thing about this award, the whole reason I brought up the thing talking about before was we were talking before we started trying to record the first time, and we realized you can just make up awards and give them to people. You famously gave a participation award to Ron DeSantis in Iowa in 2024, saying he was, you know, a great snowflake.
That's true. Was that the Good Liars participation award? I mean, we didn't name it.
We didn't name it, which we should have.
Yeah.
But we created an award, I guess just a bit, really, for Donald Trump. And here it is. This is the award right here. It is the Good Liars Peace Award for Donald Trump.
Oh, that's this nice.
For Donald Trump.
That's really nice. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But here's the kicker, DeRum. Peace is spelled P-I-E-C-E. It's a peace award. And you're like, why is it? No, that doesn't make sense.
Why is it peace? Yeah.
Piece of shit. A POS award.
POS award for Donald Trump. So we created it, like FIFA created the award and awarding it to him. Do you think he'll accept it?
If we're holding it up, he'll just be like, yoink.
Will you grab it like a happy little boy?
Yay, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would take it. Why not? If we gave him like a real thing, he would gladly take it and show it off.
So the Peace Award, the Good Liars Peace Award, that is got to be exciting for whoever gets that. In the future, we could give that to some people.
You give that to some people, yeah, the Peace Award. And like, just a quick side story here. Do you remember when we went to Trump Tower and this was like in 2017. There was like a protest going on there.
I was going to say, that's about 40 times, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Not the time we were held by the Secret Service, which we'll talk about at some point in our on this show. But we were there and there was a protest in like, there's an outdoor like area that's like
atrium
public space.
Atrium, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Where he got a tax break because this was like a public space. And people held a protest there. And there was a woman there who was like spinning in a circle in like a dress that said Trump is bad or something like that.
Right.
And you turned to me after her. She said, you know, there was a moment when that woman was spinning in a circle that I thought Donald Trump was going to resign because I don't know how he would deal with that.
How do you bounce back from a moment like that?
Bounce back from a moment like that? And I would say that this award is will have equal effect, if not less of an effect, on anything. Yes, yes.
That could be the nail in the political coffin right there.
So I've been talking a lot in this podcast, and I apologize for that, DeRum.
I love it.
It's like this is the pull a string. And I'm on fumes, and because it takes a lot out of you getting people sick,
right?
And And so
being the spreader and a super spreader is like a big responsibility.
So it's a cold. It's a common cold. I'm just a right. Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure I'm doing it just to get through this.
Sure, you know, it's a common cold. Yeah.
But I want to put the ball in your court.
Appreciate
right
that.
Now. Because I know you do a lot of research for us. And you've done a lot of research for us, and you continue to do a lot of research for us. You are a guru of history.
Research.
And you have been researching this affordability thing. That's people
right.
say
I've
it's
been
a crisis.
Doing my own research. You have to do your own research. That's for everyone out there if you want to be more like me.
And this is obviously, it's an issue. You know, Zoran Mamdani, he won, and that was his issue, was affordability. So you've really like... you know, sunk your teeth into this. You put your mouth on it and sunk your teeth into it, this affordability issue. And I'm curious. I'm sure the viewers and listeners are curious.
What'd you find? It's been a long setup. They have to be curious at this point.
They'd be curious if this is it going anywhere or if all roads are cul-de-sacs for the Americans.
Here at the Good Liars. We did a little research. I did some research. I sunk my teeth in to the affordability thing. I'm going to play a little video here. Donald Trump has his opinions on affordability, which is, as Jason said, a crucial issue right now.
Energy, but for gasoline, are really low. Electricity's coming down. And when that comes down, everything comes down. But the word affordability is a Democrat scam.
Okay, so affordability is a Democrat scam. So, okay. Right, you heard what he said there. Affordability is a Democrat scam. Mm. And I started to think, you know, my first reaction to Donald Trump sometimes is like, is he lying? Is that incorrect? You know, I started to think back on some big moments in affordability in history and who was responsible for those.
Okay.
And so this is where the research comes in. So Social Security, 1935, FDR, a Democrat. He created a retirement safety net that prevented elderly poverty.
Ugh. Gross.
So that's kind of an affordability scam, right?
Communism.
Medicare and Medicaid, 1965. LBJ, a Democrat, provided affordable health care and reduced medical bankruptcy. That's another affordability scam. Mm. You had the GI Bill, 1944, FDR, another Democrat, trying to make things more affordable, low-cost college and home loans for veterans. You have the Affordable Care Act, Obama, again, a Democrat. Ugh. He lowered insurance costs, another affordability scam. Yeah. The Inflation Reduction Act of just a couple of years ago, Biden, he capped insulin costs at $35 and allowed Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Another Democrat affordability scam.
Okay.
So you start to think, you know, those are obvious. Those are Democratic presidents trying to make things more affordable. Those are scams that are out there in the open. But like, what could other scams be? What could Democrats be trying to make more affordable?
Okay. So that's the thesis of the bit. That we're about to get into
a bit. I don't know. This is the research. I don't understand. I'm just saying when you look around and you see things that are affordable, like are Democrats behind these things?
I got it. Okay.
You know, you have to start asking yourself. So happy hour, right?
Oh, yes.
So affordable
and for
drinks,
the people that don't know, what is happy hour?
So happy hour.
I know Pete Hegseth knows.
Yeah. He's living on a
permanent
happy hour.
Resigned. He resigned after I said that joke. I just got a
notification. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Comedy can be so effective in this time. So happy hour, a lot of times between like 5 and 6 or 5 and 7 or sometimes even 5 and 8, but that's very rare.
Yeah.
To get cheaper drinks. So, you know, you have to wonder, are Democrats behind that? Is it an affordability scam?
And just to piggyback on that, sometimes happy hour takes place a little earlier. Like it could start at 4 o'clock. You just mentioned 5 o'clock, but sometimes it starts
I appreciate earlier. That. Sometimes my research doesn't reveal the full picture. Yeah. So I do appreciate that.
Help when I can.
We're heading into the holidays here. So I was thinking that perhaps Honda Days could be another Democrat affordability scam. I assume based on the name of it, you're getting new Hondas for cheaper prices.
Okay.
And again, that could be a Democrat.
Well,
scam.
Can I ask a question here? Like how deep does this go? Is Toyotathon involved in this in any way? Like is the Volkswagen sign then drive event. Is that all part of this? Was that a Biden era thing? Like, I know that
what I'm saying is based on Donald Trump's statements and some of the history behind Democrats trying to make things more affordable and the scams that Donald Trump says those are, you could extrapolate that. Yeah, it could be the sign and drive event. It could be
sign then drive.
Sign then drive.
That was the joke of the commercial.
I assume there's a Ford version of that. Maybe you could make up something.
No, there isn't. Sorry. I'm going to know but you and say no, but there isn't one of those. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and no and no.
Yes.
There. But finally, I started to think, you know, as I said, we're heading into the holidays. There's like the biggest affordability scam that maybe is right in front of all of our faces. And that, of course, is the Christmas holiday itself. Now, okay. Santa, I'm Jewish, but I'm going to try and put this together here. Santa,
I was just going to bring that up. I'm glad you got
viewers out
of that.
There not to be misled. So my research is just purely online, as I don't have any personal experience here. But
okay.
The story that I understand this to be is that Santa comes down the chimney, right?
Correct.
In exchange for just like a cookie, he gives you
milk as well.
All these presents, right? Cookie and milk, pretty affordable though. Gives you all those gifts for free. Like you're not paying Santa, right?
You're not, but there's something you didn't mention there. I mean, it's like Instagram is a free app, right? You get Instagram, it's free. But the kind of the quid pro quo, the agreement on all that is you get all this for
free.
You'll
post about it. Santa wants you to post about him.
No, Santa's watching you. It's a surveillance state. He's watching you literally all the time. So while he does give you presents, he is selling that information about
his
your
presence
habits.
Is a gift. He's around his presence.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand you're saying there's some sort of exchange, but I really want to drill down on this affordability thing. You are not paying for those gifts. Santa is giving you those gifts. He's making Christmas affordable.
I guess I would argue that you are paying for it. You are paying for it, and you've given away your privacy to like take part in this. You write to Santa, or you sit on his lap in the mall. You tell Santa what you want, and he's going to be like, oh, I got to find out if you're good or not. He's also going to find out.
How much money did that cost, Jason?
The surveillance?
Yeah.
He's selling that information to other companies. They're using
big tech
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's not even big tech. Like, he's selling that information to people that
to
can
Jesus
then market
or God?
To you. Well, he's obviously working with God because God is everywhere. And how else could he? That technology
Santa,
does not
your
exist.
Thing is everywhere.
Yes.
You going to let me finish this bit or not?
I thought it wasn't
this
a bit.
This research?
This research. Okay,
it's
yes, please continue.
This research project.
Wait, can I say one more thing about this?
Sure, please.
What a fun thing you found here, because it's a real Christmas tree.
Real Christmas tree.
With it.
A real fake
looks
Christmas
like
tree,
maybe
by the way.
The ornaments, a couple of them are not real. Like
and
then
photoshopped.
Everything else is animated.
When
and
you
drawn.
Say it's a real Christmas tree, it's a real picture of a fake Christmas tree.
Yes, I think that's
right?
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had to add.
Drawn on.
And look like how giant that cup of cocoa or whatever it is.
Hot cocoa is.
That's too big. It's
right,
like,
but they're different. Like Santa is a different kind of cartoon than the cup of hot cocoa is. There's a lot happening here. It took a while for whomever did it.
Yeah, okay. You didn't make this.
I did not make this.
Okay. All right. I apologize for that. I felt like maybe that didn't help your bit, but please continue.
I guess what I'm saying is if Donald Trump says that affordability is a scam, and I just showed you all this evidence that Democrats, if a Democrat affordability scam, I'm sorry if I left the word Democrat.
It's fine.
Donald Trump says the Democrats use affordability as a scam. And we went back through all these historical moments where Democrats have made things more affordable as part of this scam.
Correct.
And the biggest thing happening right now, this holiday season, the biggest affordability scam is that Santa gives you these gifts. If you are a supporter of Donald Trump and you are worried about being scammed by Democrats, it could be good to sit this Christmas out.
Okay.
It hurts me to say that, but if you celebrate Christmas, you could be participating in a Democrat affordability scam. So I just wanted everyone to be warned.
Okay. I mean, it sounds a little weird. Sounds a little weird, DeRom. Coming from somebody who doesn't celebrate Christmas, doesn't even understand how Santa works, and the whole kind of back and forth that you have there.
Of it all.
Yeah. Like the surveillance state. Yeah.
I thought it was free. I thought he was showing up and he was just doing something nice, but you're saying
there's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no free lunch.
Yeah. Well, thank you, DeRom, for that, for researching that. And I know researching Christmas, I guess you didn't know anything about that. So that's cool.
Didn't know anything about it. But again, I might be sitting it out just out of not wanting to participate in any sort of scam.
Oh, okay. All right.
Scam holiday. And there is one other thing I wanted to say. I did a little bit of research. This is unrelated.
Oh.
But Ted Cruz, a guy that we know well,
yeah,
finally stood up to Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this?
No, please play.
Did you hear about this? He finally stood up for Donald Trump, and I got to say, after
you said stood up or stood up for?
Stood up to. Okay. He finally gave him a piece of his mind.
Okay, let's see it.
Sure, Donald Trump called his wife ugly, and he endorsed him for president and all that stuff. It was amazing to finally see him stand up to Donald Trump.
Okay. Oh, Ted,
I'm easy to miss.
It's very rare that I would miss. Go ahead, Ted.
So that was awesome. So Donald Trump says, oh my gosh, I didn't even see there, Ted. And Ted says, I'm easy to miss. And then everyone laughs at Ted Cruz. And I just thought that was awesome to see.
And then Donald Trump is like, you got a big tummy.
Yeah, he pats him on the belly and says, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I thought that was awesome to see after all these years, Ted Cruz kind of finally publicly like sticking it to Donald Trump and letting him know that he won't be pushed around.
Thank God, man. He must have made a wish upon a star and wished to become a big tough guy. I mean, there's nobody more masculine and nobody more that just exudes manliness than Ted Cruz. He's a tough dude. He's a tough dude.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that.
You saw him in that commercial that he put out there, where he was wearing the cowboy boots and he was drinking beers, guys.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
That was him on Fox News or something. Pull up the clip. It's like, you think we're only going to have two beers a day? You can kiss my ass. And then everybody drank in unison behind
everyone who was paid to be there.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? We love Ted Cruz, and Ted, you know that we're big fans of yours, and we know members of your staff are fans of ours, and you are not fans of ours, which is very funny. We talked about that at one point. We'll talk about it again someday.
We have, yeah.
Listen, DeRom, it's DeRom, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Odd name.
People mispronounce it.
Before we get out of here, DeRom, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience today? And you know, and make it good?
I do. We're heading into some possibly bad weather. I know some weather here in New York.
Is that true? But
buy one of those tiny umbrellas. Buy a little umbrella. Because they make
like a
really
cocktail
small ones that actually work really well.
Like in your cocktail?
No, not that small, okay, Jason. That's too that would small. Never help. That's,
I don't know. You said really
thank
small.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah.
I'm saying they make really small ones that work that you can carry around with you. For the longest time, I was like thinking, I'll wear a rain jacket. I'm not an umbrella guy.
No.
But now I have a little umbrella that I carry around. I've been happy that I had it a few times now. So just if you want to invest in your comfort, buy one of those little umbrellas.
Thank you, DeRom. I really appreciate that. That was wonderful. As always, your words of wisdom are full of wisdom.
Well-researched.
And joy. Well, for all of us here at The Good Liars, we want to thank you for spending some time with us and just letting us into your lives. And we want to watch you like Santa. We want to watch you all the time. We want to see what you're doing. We don't care if you're naughty or nice.
Or nice.
Whatever you want to do. We just want to watch.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next time on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Bye.